Kuf Aleph. So we are in the very top line. Kuf Aleph from Aleph. The Gemara says, "Bal Mum Heichi Ikri Tame." The Gemara had been talking about yesterday a certain Havamina. The din is when it comes to Pidyon Behema, you're allowed to be Poda Behema if it's a Bal Mum. But if it's a Behema that is Tame, you can't be Poda. So there's a Havamina. Since we find that a Bal Mum is called a Tame, maybe they should have the same halachas with regards to Pidyon. So Gemara now wants to know, the very top of Kuf Aleph from Aleph. Bal mum hecha ikri tami. Where do we find in the psukim that a bal mum, a behemoth that's missing a limb or whenever the one of the other mumim, how do we know that it's called a tame? The sani, the brisa tells us that in kol behemoth tamea, asher lo yakrivu mimenu carbon la Hashem. Any animal that's tame, you may not bring as a carbon. So the Gemara says this is referring to babali mumim, shenifdim hakasim medaber. It's referring to a bal mum that was nifta. That's referring. That's the Indian. So the Gemara wants to know. Atol mer bali mumim shepadu. This is referring to a bal mum that was redeemed. Oh, ainu ella behema tamea mamish. Maybe it's talking about, as the pasuk seems to indicate, it says behema tamea. It's talking about behema that is tamei. So Gemara says can't be because kishu omer when it says the pasuk elsewhere in behema tamea upad be'erkecha hari behema tamea amur. There's already a different pasuk that talks about behema tamea. So therefore, this pasuk here must be referring to something different. Ha mani mekaye, and what does it mean when it says in the second pasuk vim kol behema timea asher lo yakuvu mimenu karbon lashem? That must be referring to the bal mumim shepadu hakasim medaber. So we see clearly here that a bal mum, a behema bal mum, is in fact called behema timea in the pasuk. So Gemara says yachal yipadu al mum over. We haven't learned the halachas of mumim yet. We're going to get to becharos in several months. But the halacha is that if it's a mum over, which is just a temporary mum, which is there for some period of time, but eventually will go away, one may think you could be poda a behema that has a bal, has a mum over. Tamalomer, asher lo yakrivu mimenu carbon lashem. That which is not brought as a carbon sounds like ever. Misheno krevo lashem kol ikar. That's never going to be brought. If an animal loses a limb, it's never going to come back. That's called a mum kavua. So that's an animal asher lo yakrivu mimenu carbon lashem, will never be brought as a carbon, as opposed to yatzazo, excluding this case, a mum over, she'eino krev hayom, it's not brought today, but krev l'macha, but tomorrow, whenever in a few days, a few weeks, when that mum over will go away, it will be roi for carbon, in which case there is no pidyon on a mum over. So we saw yesterday's daf, the Gemara had said that according to the opinion of Shmuel, a kudshim that was a shelo nitmu, the lachod, you're able to be poda, even an animal that shelo yiftin, lo yitamu. So you have a behema tahora, Shmuel says you can be poda, even though it's a tahor. So Mosiv Rav Huna bar Manoach, he asks the following question. We learned in the Mishnah, ha'ofos, va'etzim, balavono, klisharis, these different items, shenitmu ein lehem pidyon. Even if they become tame, you can't be poda these items. Shelo ne'mar pidyon el behema. We only find pidyon by a behema, by an animal, as opposed to a domesticated animal, as opposed to a bird or wood or frankincense or klisharis. That is not subject to pidyon at all. That's the Mishnah. So what's the question? So the Gemara explains, Bishma, I understand, Ofos, why there's no pidyon, shekadushas agufninu. The moment you say that this bird is being used as a carbon, you mekadesh bepeh, there's kadushas aguf. There becomes inherent kadusha to this oaf. And lo nemar el behema. And we know that pidyon only works in a kadushas guf if it's a behema. But a kadushas guf of an oaf doesn't work. So that much we understand how oaf is like a behema. They both have kadushas aguf, but there's no heter pidyon for an oaf. Ela eitzim lavona klishares, that lifriku. At best, there's no kadushas aguf when it comes to wood or lavona or klishares. Well, wood and lavona, as long as it hasn't yet got to the klishares yet, by me saying that this wood or this lavon is going to be used for the mizbeach, that does not infuse it with kedusha. Kedusha is a pet, doesn't work by etzim and lavona. It has to be placed in a klisharis. So since these items of etzim, lavona, and klisharis, there is no kedusha saguf, it's simply kedusha's domim, so liparku, you should be able to be poda it. You can be poda kedusha's domim. Just like if I say that this table is hektish, at best, this table could be kedusha's domim. It can never be Kedusha Zaguf. Kedusha Zaguf is whenever something can be brought on the Mizbeach. So this table can never be Kedusha Zaguf. At best, it's Kedusha Damim. Whenever this Kedusha Damim, the definition means you redeem it for the value to be given to the Mizbeach. So here as well, if we're referring to Eitzim Lavona, before it went to Klisharis, it at best is Kedusha Damim. So why are we saying you can't be Poda Eitzim Lavona and Klisharis? So Gemara says, El Lav, is it not because Mishum de Tahorim Ba'alma? A niftin, because there's this yesod that whenever something is tahor, you can't be podet. which is against Shmuel. Shmuel above said, you are able to be podeh something that's tahor. But here we're concluding from the Gemara that even though the Eitzim, Lavona, and Klisharis aren't Kedushas Aguf, we're talking about when they're tahor, and there's a klal, you can never be podeh something that's tahor. That's why you can't be podeh. V'hanei nami, these as well, afal gav dinitmu, so when it comes now back to our cases of Lavona, Eitzim, Lavona, Klisharis, even though we're talking about situations where they became tamei, we view them as kitahorim dami. We view them as being tahor, and that's why you can't be poded, because you can't be poded something tahor. Why? Because the etim lavona are not really tame, even though we're calling them tame, because lav bnei ashriya ochaninu. They're not kalim. They're not food. Only things that are food, only things that are kalim can become tame. Wood and lavona, they're not kalim and they're not food. They're not edible, and therefore they can become tame. Ella, so why do we say that they're tame if they're not really tame? Ella to din chachamim that chibas hakodesh mashrelu ochla. The lacha is that the chibas hakodesh, the sugis and plachim talk about how chibas hakodesh, but bring it to the base of migdash, that can make these things of a chaloshem ochel, even though they're not really edible, it makes it into something ochel, even though it's not really food, and therefore they become tame. That's a gzera midrabanan. But since it's only gzera midrabanan, there's tumah, but midraisa, they're really tahor, we apply ein niftin tahorim. So the Gemara says further now, and the eitzim, when it comes to eitzim, kama delo mashpe lehu l'gzirim, when it comes to a piece of wood, as long as you have not made them into boards yet, lo miskasher, they're not considered kasher for tumah. And so the only reason why they're kasher for coming tameh, becoming food, because chibas kodesh. But midiraisa, regular logs of wood, are not considered roi lekabel tumah. And furthermore, lavona nami, kama delo kitcha b'klisharis, so long as you haven't placed lavona in klisharis, it's not considered roi lachil, it's not considered kedushas aguf, lo miskashra. And klisharis nami as well, we say, hov islay tar b'mikva, klisharis for a whole other reason, since you could always put the klisharis into a mikveh, if it becomes tameh, you put it into the mikveh, there's no need for a pidyon. Pidyon is always a last resort. So we see from this understanding of the Mishnah that the three scenarios of Eitzim and Lavona, really they are tahor on a deraisa level. The only reason why they're tameh is a dirabon level of chibas kodesh. But since midiraisa they're tahor, we can't be poed to them. When it comes to klisharis, we're saying that since klisharis, even though it can become tameh on a deraisa level, since you have a better option, as opposed to being poed to the klisharis, rather you put it into the mikvah, you can't be poed to them either. But what comes out from all this is that Lavon and Eitim are saying that since they're tahor, you can't be poed to tahorim, which against what Shmuel said, Shmuel says you can be poed to even when it is still tahor. So how does Shmuel deal with this Mishnah? So Gemara explains, for Shita Shmuel, lo. This is not the way to understand the Mishnah. The reason why you can't be podeh Eitzim, Lavon, and Klisharis is for a whole other reason. Liolam, Eimelecha, Tohorim, Bama, Niftim. Really, we hold, even the Mishnah holds, you can be podeh something, even when it's Tahor, like Shmuel says. And our case is, Mishum, Delo, Shchichihu, because these items are not very common, therefore the concern is, let's say you have wood that became Tameh, say, you know what, let's be podeh, find other wood, you're not going to be able to find the proper wood. In Lavona, if you get it tame, you have to be poded, you can't find the proper Lavona. Therefore, they said, don't be in the business ever of being poded these items. These items are not very common, and therefore, don't know pinyon. But in general, something that is common, you can be poded even if it's tahor. So what's uncommon about these items? The Gemara explains. Bishma, I understand, Lavona, v'klishares, lo shchichi, these are uncommon. I don't know what Lavona exactly is, so apparently it wasn't easy to find. And klisharis, you don't have so many klisharis hanging around the base of Mikdash. So they're uncommon, we don't want to start being poed to things to look for another item. Ela eitzim, mishkach shchichi, you go to the forest, there's plenty of wood to choose from. What's uncommon about wood? So the Gemara explains, eitzim nami, it's also uncommon to find the proper wood. Came in Damar Mar, since the Mishnah in Maseches Midos and also in Maseches Tum, it tells us, kol eitz, shenim sabot talas, pasul lagabe mizbeach. Any wood that has a worm, some type of psul, it's not going to be permitted for the mizbeach, hilkach lo shchichi. It's not so easy to find the proper wood that's fitting for the mizbeach, and therefore that is uncommon. So again, since these items, lavona, eitzim, and klisharis are uncommon, they didn't want to allow you to give you the option of being podeh to find a replacement, because finding a replacement would not be an easy task. Gemara now says, Amar Rapapa. Rapapa says, Ishmi leish l'shmuel hadasanya. Had Shmuel heard the following brayse, the following tosefta, he would have been chozer. Meaning what? What does the Braisa, what does the Tosefta tell us? Hamatpis b'tmimim lebedek gabayis. Let's say a person takes an animal that's completely tam. There's a balmum, it's a very kosher animal. I take a cow, and I say, you know what, I don't want to bring it as a carbon, rather I want to just make kedushas damim on it. So I'm saying this cow has kedushas damim, it's going to be used, the value will be used for bedek gabayis. So the person who does this, so there's an issur to do this, also you can't do that. You can only make an animal that's tamim into a carbon. There's an issur to use it as kedushas damim, but either way, if one does do this, there's a chalos kedushas damim on this animal. So what's the halacha? And when you do podet, when you have to redeem, because you only made the cow as kedushas damim, you have to redeem it. So when you do redeem the value from the cow, ein podet osan ella le mizbeach. You only redeem it so that the proceeds are used for a carbon for the mizbeach. Shekol haroi le mizbeach, ein yotze midei mizbeach li olam. Something, an item that is fit for the mizbeach can never escape being used for the mizbeach. And therefore, since this cow is roi for itself to be used for the mizbeach, the damim as well must be used for something on the mizbeach. So afagav the kedushas damim, even though you only made the cow as kedushas damim, it still is used for the mizbeach. Ein niftin hol v'tarm him, but you can't redeem it entirely to use it for a davar chulin. Has to still remain. Has to again when you're poda the cow must be used eventually for a mizbeach, for a carbon as well, because you can't poda something entirely when it's tahor. So this is a clear tosef that says when something is tahor, you can't really be poda. So that's again Shmuel. And the Gemara says that had he heard this, have a hadarbe, he would have retracted and would have agreed that ein niftin pod torim. And the Gemara says, lohi, that's not a raya. This Tosefta does not disprove Shmuel at all. Shmuel actually heard this Tosefta. He was very, very versed in this Tosefta. And v'lo hadarbe, and yet he still didn't retract. He didn't give in. Why? What's the difference between this Tosefta, where we say you can't be poded this tumim cow, that the cow must still be used as a carbon, versus what he holds and says you can be poded torim? He says, Lav Amr's Hasam, does it not say, Kevin de lo shchichi lo mifriki? We said that even when Shmuel allows you to be poed the things that are tahor, he does draw a line there. The line is, if it's something that's uncommon, then you can't be poed it. So Hachanami here as well, Kevin de shchichi mumim de pasi bebehema. Since there's so many mumim, it's so common to find a puzzle animal, the afilu bedukin shebe'ai nami pasi, even a cataract in the eye, which is very common, would render an animal puzzle, which means finding a tahor animal, rather a tumim animal, would be difficult, would be shchichi, hilchach lo shchichi, since it's uncommon to find behema tumim, he would agree not to be poda behema tumim tahorim. But outside those examples, outside of behema tamima, outside Lavona, outside Eitzim, outside Klisharis, every other example of Tahorim, Shmuel would allow you to be po to them. Gemara now records Machlokas and Marim along the same discussion. Rav Kahana Amar Tameim Niftin, Tahorim Ein Niftin. That's against Shmuel. V'chein Amar Rav Oshaya Tameim Niftin, but Tahorim Ein Niftin. These are both against the Shita of Shmuel. Ikdami, others say differently, that Amar Rav Oshaya, Afil Tahorim Niftin, he thinks, no, even animals, even items that are Tahor, one may po them. So Gemara now says towards the end of the Daphne, Rabbi Elazar, Omer, cool, and everyone agrees, Timayan and Niftim, when it comes to Menachos, everybody agrees that, I'm sorry, not everyone agrees, he says all Menachos, rather, are, if they're Tamei, you could be Po to them. If they're Tahor, and if the Menachos are Tahor, a Niftim, with one exception, Chutz Me'asiris Haifa, Shel Minchas Chote. There's one exception where a Mincha may be Nifta, even if it's still Tar. What's that? Again, an Eifa of the Minchas Chote. How do you know this? Why is that the one exception? Sherei Amr Torah Mechataso Achataso. There's a Gezeres HaKasav. So to understand the Gezeres HaKasav, take a look at Rashi around the 15 lines up. Mechataso Achataso. Rashi explains. Bekivsa Ob Seira Ubetorah. It's talking about the carbon Olav Yored, the different levels depending on the person's wealth, how big a carbon he has to bring. So when it comes to the bringing of the sheep or the goat or Torim, which is a oaf, which is a lower level in the Olav Yored track. The word mechataso is used in all those contexts. Uvemincha, the lowest one, if your person's so poor he can only afford to bring a flower offering, is ksiv al chataso, as opposed to mechataso. So what's the difference? Vidarshina, we learn in the Gemara, dilahachi ksiv mechataso. We said mechataso by all the previous cases, bekivsa. Dimashma the following. Miktas, chatasa. May means may, some of, from some of, only miktas. So what's the drasha? Shimhaya Asher, the guy was very wealthy. Kishatime Mikdash, when he went to the base of Mikdash when he was Tameh, the halach is you bring in all of your yorit. So he was setting up, he set aside $1,000, let's say, for a sheep. Vihifrish Maos, the Kipso Tsiri, he set the money aside. However, before he actually brought the carbon, he lost a lot of money, he became poor. So Yavi Mimiktas Damim, from the $1,000, he uses $200 to buy Torum Umincha. And Hashar, the remaining $800 is Chulin, could go away. So we see from there that you can be pulled as something that's tahor. He can't bring it because he's lacking money. But the mincha, the animal, was tahor. You're allowed to be pulled it. So this is a special exception. Now by the mincha, it says al chataso, not mechataso. Why? The mashma, Yosef, that one adds on. In the case, shim haya on, if the guy was poor, and he says aside $50 for the mincha and the mincha. The hifrish asir seifan, he says aside the mincha now and he asir, and then he became wealthy. Now he could afford a bird, he could afford a sheep, a goat. The lach is yivdena, he redeems the money from the mincha. The Yosef aleh maos, and he adds to the $50 to get to the $200 of the bird. Let's say v'yavi kifsa oh seira. So this is a case where we see that even though the mincha chote is tahor, he's able to be podet in order to bring a larger carbon. So this is the exception of the one mincha that can be niftin even when it's tahor. Gemara now says, last two lines of the page, completely different topic now. We're going to connect it to mincha in just a second now. Amr Belshaya. Belshaya says, Shemati, I heard the following din, that pigul b'mincha the Rabbi Shimon einot mitame tumas ochle. We're going to see what this means, but according to the Shita Rabbi Shimon, which we haven't yet seen his opinion yet, he holds that if a mincha becomes a subject to pigul, where the kohen has the wrong machshava, the mincha is now pigul, so that does not have a din. The shirayim is not considered ochel and cannot become tameh. Only things that are ochel, things that are food, an apple, a challah, bread, they can become tameh, they're ochel. Things that are inedible, a rock, let's say, cannot become tameh. So he says shirayim, even though shirayim seem to be edible, he holds that it cannot be subject to tumas ochlin. And the reason is, as we'll see in a second, anything that's aser b'hana, even though physically it's edible, since halachically it's inedible because there's an iser achila, so then there would not be a tumas ochlin. So what's the case here? Let's go through. The Gemara says the Tanya, the Braisa tells us as follows: ha'arla, v'karim, all these things are aser to eat. The shor niskal, Eglarufa, Tzipori Mitzora, Peter Chamor, Basar B'Cholav, all these items, according to the Tanakama, Kulam, Mitamin, Tumas Ochlin, they're all, since they're edible, even though they're Isser to eat them, they're edible, they're subject to Tumas Ochlin. But comes along the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kulan, E Mitamin, Tumas Ochlin. He says they're not able to become Tameh, since Lamaisi, you can't eat them. So the Gemara says further, Mode Rabbi Shimon agrees that Bas Bechalav Shemitame Tumas Ochlin. He does agree that one example of something usher that is subject to Tumas Ochlin is Bas Bechalav. Why? Hol V'Haisalo Shasa Koshim. Because before you create a Bas Bechalav, each item independently, the Bas was permitted to be eaten, and the milk was permitted to be eaten, even though now you created a new entity, now it's usher, but as long as there was a Chalosh Shem Akosher, where it was edible at some point prior to that, therefore, it's even Tumas Ochlin after Tikpam Aser. All the previous cases, for example, Arla, which is fruits grown in the first 3 years in Eretz Yisrael, that the halacha would be, even Chutzarts for that matter, the first 3 years it grew into Arla. It never had a Chaloshe Mashas kosher. You could never eat it. And therefore, all the other examples are examples that things were always Aser.
Always up to when the mummer they were assigned to what they had to be.
Exactly, right. So, but as opposed to Bas B'Cholav, before it became the Isser Bas B'Cholav, you could eat the meat, had a Shas, a Heter Achila. So that's the one example we think that it is a Shaykh to have Tumas Ochlin. So Gemara says, Vayter now. V'amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my time with Rabbi Shimon, what was his basis? Why do you have to have a Heter Achila for there to be Tumas Ochlin? The fact that this is edible, a person could eat a Bas B'Cholav, even though you're not allowed to, but it's still edible. Why is that the basis for Tumas Ochlin? So he quotes a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Mikola ochel asher yeachel, from all the food that may be eaten. So you see, ochel asher tayachel lehachilu l'acherim, something that you could give to someone else to eat, kari ochel, that's called food. ochel shi'ata yachol achilu lachem, something that you cannot give to someone else, mainly something that has an iser hana, eino kari ochel, that's not considered ochel. It's based on the gzeres hakasim. So now bring it back to how we started off this the piece here on the bottom of Amud Aleph. The ha pigel b'mincha nami, if the kohen has the his mefagel emincha ochel shi'ata yachol achilu lachem, who it's a food that cannot be given to someone else. It's pasul and you must burn it. And for that reason, it's not ochel and not subject to tumas ochlim. So Gemara says, "Ihachi, that's the case." Bas b'chav nami, the bas b'chav as well, when he agrees that it is subject to achila. So why do you have to say because it had a shasa kosher? Because the basr and chalav at one point in this time in this world, it was mutter to eat before you mix the two of them together. Take it for a different reason. Tepe glei de ochel sheta yachal achila lachemu. Rabbi Shmuel, see in a second, holds, even though we paskin, we know it says in the Torah, bas b'chav lo svashel gadi b'chele b'mo, three times. And the Gemara in Chulin tells us, we learn that there's an isra achila, there's an isra bishul, and there's an isra hana. Rabbi Shmuel actually thinks there's a heter, he doesn't agree. He thinks you're allowed to get hana from bas b'chav. So that should be the reason why bas b'chav is subject to Tumas Ochlin, not because they had a Shasa Kosher, but because this new principle we're learning from Rabbi Shimon, that you can Yachol Lachilu Lachair. So where do we see that Rabbi Shimon thinks that there is a Heter, Achila Heter Na, by Bas B'chalav? So Gemara quotes a Braisa, Disanya. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Shimon, Bas B'chalav, Aser B'chila, however, Mutter B'hana. That goes against how we paskin, but that's Hashita. So at least within his world, since there's a Heter Achila, that's Ochel Shata Yachol Achila Lachayim. And therefore, that's the reason why Tumas Ochlin, and not because it had a Shasa Kosher. How does he know this? That there's a Heter enough for Bas B'chalav? Shinemar, it says by Bas B'chalav, Kiyam Kadosh Atal, Lashem Okech, Lo Savashel, Gili B'chalimimo. And the Lahalan says later on, by a baser trefa, animal that's a trefa animal you can't eat, it says in the Pasuk, Vomer, Vanshe Kodesh Tiulni, so we see the Lashon Kodesh in both Pesukim, and baser basada trefa lo sochel, but you could give it to Lakel of Tashikh, and the Pasuk says you could give it to your dog's seed, you could give it to anyone else you want to eat, you could give it to other seed. So Malahalan, just like the baser trefa, aser bachila, yet it's mutter bahana, so too by this Gzer Shava, Kodesh Kodesh, it says Afkan, so too by baser chalava, Aser b'achila, yet it's mutter b'na. So that's the reason why that bas b'chalav, according to Rabbi Shimon, is subject to Tumas Ochlim, and not because the shas kosher. And the Gemara says, you're right. Chada v'od kamar. There are two reasons, two very good reasons why Rabbi Shimon holds that bas b'chalav is subject to Tumas Ochlim. Chada, because it's de ochel sha'ata yachol achila l'achem, who is something that you can get hana from, and therefore there's a shame ochel v'od. Secondly, because l'didei nami ha'isa lo shas kosher, since it had prior to the Isser Bas B'chalav, you could have eaten the meat and milk independently, had a shame mechalo shame ochel, and therefore even now it has tumas ochel. Marna asks the following question from this Tosefton Uksin, Meisive. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yesh Nosar, Shumatami Tumas Ochlin, sometimes Nosar, leftover basar from the carbon, is subject to Tumas Ochlin, it has a chalo shame ochel. Yet other times, Yesh Noser She'enu Matame Tumas Ochlin. Sometimes Noser does not have a Chalo Shem Ochel, and does not Matame Tumas Ochlin. Ketad, when is it which way? If it was Lon, if it was left out overnight, it became Nosar Lifnei Zrika, before the Zrika, which means we know that the carbon is only permitted to be eaten after Zrika. Before Zrika, you can't eat from the carbon. So let's say Zrika hadn't been done yet, so that means the carbon's Aserti. You left it out overnight, it became Nosar. That's Einu Matame Tumas Ochlim. Since Zrika was never done, there was never a Chalo Shem Ochel on the carbon, so Mimela, the Noser, isn't Matame either because there's no Ochel yet. But if it's a situation where the Noser was created La'acha Zrika, the Kohen did the Zrika properly already, so now there's Chalo Shem Ochel, there's a Heter to eat the carbon. And then you leave it overnight Noser, so then that's a situation where the Noser would be Matame Tumas Ochlim. Then the Tosefta says, when it comes to Pigel, Upigel, when the Kohen has the wrong Machshava, so Bain B'Kachim Kachim, Bain B'Kachim Kalim, regardless of the level of Kachim we're dealing with here, the Lach is Eino Metame Tumas Ochlin, it does not have a Tumas Ochlin, because the Pigel took place during the Zrika. That means there was never a good Zrika to allow the carbon to be a Chaloshem Ochel. So Pigel never, any result of Pigel will not be Metame Tumas Ochlin. And then the Mishnah said, the Tosafta says, Pigel B'Mincha, however, Mitame Tumas Ochlin. That comes with Zvachim. Pigel by Zvachim, there is no Tumas Ochlin. But Pigel by Mincha is Mitame Tumas Ochlin. So we see from here, though, that We said above that according to Rabbi Shimon, that Mincha is not subject to Pigel. That's why we started off the whole sugi with, right? The bottom of Amr Aleph, we had said that Rabbi Oshaya felt that according to Rabbi Shimon, that Pigel b'mincha ain't no matame tumas ochlin. But here in this Tosefta, clearly says Pigel b'mincha is subject to tumas ochlin. So there's a kashiv from the Tosefta against Shmuel. And the Gemara says, lo kashiv, there is no contradiction. Kan shahaisa lo shasa kosher. Kan shalaisa lo shasa kosher. One is a situation where the mincha existed in this world as flour, and they were only mekadesh it afterwards. But before they were mekadesh it, it was regular flour, and which could have had a chaloshem ochel, and therefore after it became kadosh and pigol, it's going to become tumas ochlin. But a situation where the mincha came into this world as a never shasa kosher, where you're mekadesh it the moment it became flour, so it never had a shasa kosher, in which case it does not have a shame, chaloshem ochel. So how in the world do you have flour that doesn't have shasa kosher? Isn't flour, you have wheat that grew, and then you ground it and you make it into flour, then you mekadesh it. It always has a shas kosher to it. When would you have a case of a mincha never having a shasa kosher? Meaning it came into this world as already kedusha. So Gemara explains, hey chidami, what's the scenario? Delohai shalash shasa kosher. When you said that wheat, while it's attached to the ground, that's being used for my mincha. So it never was created into this world. It never came into the world just yet as ochel. Something attached to the ground isn't called ochel. So if I'm designating my wheat that's attached to the ground to be used for my mincha, so that actually would be chal. There's a kedushas mincha on the wheat while attached to the ground, and it would not have a shasa kosher, because since it never became detached in this world, it doesn't have a shem ochel. Everyone with me on that point? Yeah? Okay. Gemara says, fine. So now, ask Gemara, lefrikinu, why not redeem, why not just be poda the mincha before you put it in the kedushas kli? Meaning, right now, I have the mincha attached to the ground. I never took it out. And then the kohen mefagel my carbon. So why not be poda the wheat when I detach it before putting it in the kli, in which case it now had a chaloshe mocha, this way to avoid the problem. Again, the case right now is I've got wheat, which is kadosh from the ground. And the way it works, I cut it off, I grind it, make it into flour, and put it into kadosh's kli. So what I should do, with the Gemara suggesting, why not simply, after I cut it off, redeem the mincha, so now it's chulin, has a chaloshe mocha, and then re-sanctify it, and then put it into kli sharis. So Gemara says, "Anicha lamat lishna." This makes sense. The Amar Rebbe Oshaya. Rebbe Oshaya says, "Tameim niftin." You're only allowed to be poda things that are tamei, but Torim ain niftin shapir. If it's tower, you're not allowed to do pidyon. This wheat that was attached to the ground, now that I detach it, you can't be poda if it's simply tower. El lahach lishna. According to the other man, Damar, I feel Torim niftin. That even if it's tower, you're allowed to be poda. Why not simply lifrikinu, redeem the wheat, so it has a chaloshem ochel, and then put it into the klisharis to avoid this whole issue. And then say pigel would be subject to tumas ochlin. I don't know why we have to do that, why one would do that, but I'm not sure why one would either sanctify their wheat that's attached to the ground, but that's what Gemara suggesting could happen. And Gemara says, hashemil apark. Gemara just says, I don't care. Whether you were allowed to or you weren't allowed to, in the end of the day, right now, this mincha, which we're referring to, was not redeemed. And therefore, since it has Kedusha on it, so since it has Kedusha on it right now, and never experienced any pidyon, never experienced any point in life from the moment it was connected to the ground to the point of being in the mincha, and for that reason, it had no shasa kosher and would not be subject to tumas ochlin.
It sounds like from Rashi that it's not saying it should actually be redeemed, just the fact it could be redeemed.
The potential. Which is what the Gemara is about to say right now. So Gemara says, if it's all about the potential, the Chayven by Parkley, since it's all about the potential, the ability that you could have redeemed it, so then, Shema'ina Leila Rabbi Shimon, we hold Amar Kol Ha'omer Liftos Kipade Dami. So up until now, I think it was talking about Lamaisa being poded. Now the Gemara, I think, is, but it could be Rashi is different. I think Gemara is now slightly changing gears. We don't care about whether Lamaisa it was Niftin or not. The fact that there was the ability, the theoretical possibility to do so, that's sufficient. Because we hold that Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that Kol Ha'omer Liftos is Kipade Dami. Something that had the ability to be redeemed, we view it as being redeemed now, even though it actually wasn't redeemed. So from the moment that this mincha that was attached to the ground and then was detached, you could have redeemed it, and that's sufficient to say it was redeemed. And if it was redeemed, we could view this now as being ochel and having a shasa kosher, and then if the kohen went ahead and was mefagel it, it would be subject to tumas ochel. So Gemara says, the Tani, how do we know that he holds? Kola Omer liftos is kefadar dami. Rabbi Shimon Omer in the Braisa, a paraduma that was shechted and mitame tumas ochlin. Why? Hol haisel shasa kosher. Since there was a moment of time before it became shechted, it was permitted to be eaten. V'amar Rabbi Shlakish, Omer haya Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon himself said, para niftes al gavi maracha, that he holds that if the paraduma is shechted on top of the mizbech, or not mizbech, but on top of the maracha, where they'd be doing it outside of the base of Migdash, you can redeem it even there. So the Gemara says, so since you're able to do that, even though lemaisa you hadn't done it, since in theory you can be poda paraduma after it's been shechted, that potential is enough. The potential to be podet is enough to give the paraduma chaloshem ochel even right now. So we see he has the ability to view something that's roi liftos, kol omri liftos, is kipadu dami. So the Gemara says, wait a second, you can't bring a roi from paraduma to our case of pigel. I understand the case of paraduma. Omedes lepadosi. The paraduma is really, it's there prepared to be nifted, prepared to be redeemed. How? Shimatza cheres nahim anu mitzlaftos. If you find an animal that's a better, more qualified, a prettier paraduma, there's a mitzvah to use the better one. So even the last minute, even when you shechted the paraduma, better to redeem it to get the other paraduma. Elahani menachos mitzlaftosan. By the mincha, there's no pressure to be poed to the mincha to find the better mincha. There's no qualities of minchas that are being used, and since there's no pressure right now, we don't view the ability to be poed at as taking place right now. Paraduma, there's a reason why you want to be poed at paraduma, but not by the mincha, and therefore he would not apply his din of kol ome liftos kipadu dami. Let's go a little further. I know it's a little bit late. Gemara says, v'ha la lifnei zrika. So going back to the case beforehand, that when, again, Rabbi Shimon holds, whenever carbon is roi liftos, we view it as being nifta now and having a shas kosher. So we said earlier, halan lefnei zrika. Let's say the kohen didn't do zrika yet, and you left the animal overnight, it became nosar. We said that it's not tumas ochlin, because it was never roi to eat, because the zrika didn't take place. So Gemara asks, v'halan lefnei zrika, de mitzvah lemizrike, v'bai zarikde. So before zrika, the kohen has the blood. So even though he hadn't thrown the blood yet, there's a mitzvah to throw the blood. There's an inyan to throw the blood right now. So shouldn't that mitzvah be enough to view it as a kizarik dummy? And therefore the animal being shasa kosher, just like by the paraduma. Even though you hadn't redeemed it, but the ability you have and the pressure you have to find the better paraduma is enough to view it as having taken place right now. So to the zrika, there's a mitzvah to the zrika, we should view it as a zarik dummy, and therefore the carbon sheva shasa kosher. So Gemara says, even though that's the case, v'katani de'ein matama tumas ochlin. So we clearly don't view things as just because it's omid for something, it's not as if it actually happened. Gemara says, no, hachav ma'askin, our case here is, l'hayisal shalos b'yom le'mizrike. We're talking about a case where it was shechted with zero time to do zrika. It wasn't possible. Had the shechita taking place early in the day, when there's plenty of time to do zrika, then ein hachanam, he would view something a homemade lizrok, kizarok dami, and therefore we view the carbon as being a ochel, and rather tumas ochlin. But our case is where there's no time to do zrika, in which case the halacha is that we can't view it as zarok dami, and the carbon is not called ochel. So then the Gemara says, if that's the case, we're saying there's a chiluk between earlier shechted earlier or later earlier, or shechted earlier versus shechted later. So the Gemara says, aval ha'yisal shas bayom, if there is time to do zrika, my, the halacha would be that the carbon would be viewed as an ochel and metame tumas ochlin. So then we should have made a chiluk in the Braisa. The Adetani, from the fact that the Braisa made one chiluk, we should have made a second chiluk. The Braisa says, Lon lachar zrika metame tumas ochlin liflag b'didei. Let's make a chiluk within that din. B'med v'amarmuim when it's all true, only shelo ha'yisal shas bayom, only if there was no time in the day. Aval ha'yisal shas bayom, had there been more time in the day, the lach would be that the nosa would be metame tumas ochlin. How come the Braisa doesn't make such a chiluk if that chiluk is really correct? And the Gemara says, Hachanami Kamar, that's exactly what the Braisa meant. The understanding is that chiluk is true. The Braisa was trying to tell us that chiluk. How so? The Braisa is meant to be understood as follows. Lon kodem sheyera lezrika, if the lina took place before zrika, ein matamas tumas ochlin. But lachar sheyera lezrika, after when it was fit, not that there was a mice, a lemais zrika, but it was a roi for zrika, then ha'ina chanami, it would be metame tumas ochin. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.
You're not allowed to make it korban.